You're listening to the Story Selling Podcast, where we help you create better content, double your impact and your revenue through the power of story and sales psychology. Here's your host, digital marketing strategist and founder of the Story Selling Masterclass, 16 Ramos.
Welcome back to our special 12 Days of Sales Psychology series, where each day until Christmas Eve, we delve into a super cool sales psychology principle. Today, we're diving into episode 8, The Halo Effect in Branding. If you missed our previous episode on loss aversion, I highly recommend giving it a listen after this one. Now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever wondered why we often assume a person who is attractive is also kind-hearted or intelligent? Or why we think a product from a brand we love is automatically superior, even if we know nothing about its quality? This, my friends, is the halo effect in action. It's a cognitive bias where our overall impression of something or someone influences how we feel and think about their character or properties. And this is what I want to talk about. Let's break it down further. The halo effect in branding means that if people admire one aspect of a brand or product, they're likely to have a positive predisposition towards everything about that brand or product. For instance, if a company is known for its innovative technology, customers may also believe its customer service must be excellent, even without experiencing it firsthand. Why does this work so well in marketing? Well, it's all about perception. Our brains love shortcuts. When we see a positive trait, our brains automatically assume other positive traits to avoid the hard work of detailed assessment. In a sense, a good quality casts a halo over everything else. What's happening in our brains here? Neurologically speaking, when we recognize a positive trait, it triggers the release of chemicals like dopamine, which make us feel good. This feel-good factor then spreads to our perception of other aspects of the brand or product. It's a bit like falling in love. We're often blind to the flaws. Now, research shows that brands with strong, positive perceptions outperform those with negative perceptions by 20% in terms of profitability. That's a significant margin. But let's delve into real-world examples. Apple is a classic case of the halo effect. They're known for their sleek design and innovative technology, and customers often assume everything Apple does is superior. This perception extends to its customer service, software, and even the Apple Store experience. Another example is Tesla. Their reputation for innovation and Elon Musk's charisma, of course, have created a halo that boosts the perceived value and desirability of their cars. People associate Tesla with being cutting edge and eco-friendly, often overlooking any drawbacks. Now, how can different niches harness the power of the halo effect? If you have a personal brand, focus on building a strong, positive trait, even if it's just one, be it your authenticity, your style, or your expertise. This trait will cast a halo over your other offerings, be it merchandise, courses, or collabs. For those in specific service niches like consulting or even professional services like law expertise, excellence in customer experience can create a halo over your entire brand. Deliver exceptional service, and clients will likely assume your expertise and results are equally outstanding. And for product niches, say sustainable goods, focusing on the quality and eco-friendliness of one flagship product can create a halo that benefits your entire product line. Customers who love one product will transfer that affection and trust to your other offerings. But beware. The halo effect can also work in reverse. If customers perceive one aspect negatively, they're likely to have an overall negative impression of your brand. Understanding and using the halo effect in branding can be a powerful tool. It's all about creating a strong, positive perception in one area that radiates out to influence the entire brand image. How are you going to sprinkle the halo effect in your marketing? I'm excited to hear it. Visit 16ramos.com, reach out to me. You can also use this nifty little Q&A box if you're listening on Spotify. Don't be shy. Go ahead and type in your thoughts. And if you love to read about this subject, I've got a nice book recommendation for you. It's called From Browsers to Buyers. I wrote this to help you use sales psychology principles with storytelling so that you can convert more customers through compelling content. You can find it on 16ramos.com. Join me again tomorrow and we'll explore the Zeigarnik effect in engagement. This fascinating concept revolves around the idea that people remember uncompleted or interrupted tasks better than completed ones. How can this be used in marketing to keep your audience hooked and coming back for more? Join me tomorrow to find out. It's going to be a game changer for your marketing. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. Stay warm, stay cozy, and have a happy holiday season.
You've been listening to the Story Selling Podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you like this topic or have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.